You may be seated.
Good morning. Turn with me in your copy of God's Word. Well, you can do better than that. Turn with me to Proverbs 22, verse 6. Good morning. Mark, are those deacons standing out there because they did not have a lot of faith in me, and I've got something good. Where are they at? All right, here we go. Ready on my left, ready on my right. Usually, well, not always. I can be humorous sometimes. Mike, I heard about a man who was driving in the backwoods of Montana, and he saw a sign that said, "Talking dog for sale." He rang the doorbell, the owner appeared, and he tells him the dog is in the backyard. So the man goes in the backyard, and he sees a nice-looking Labrador, and he doesn't even believe what he's doing. But he walks up to the dog, Sister Donna, and he says, "Do you talk?" And the dog replied, "Yep." After the man recovers from the shock of hearing the dog talk, he says, "So what's your story?" Well, the lab looks at him. I know, it sounds like something out of a Disney movie. He said, "When I discovered I could talk, I was pretty young. I was a young puppy." He said, "I wanted to help the government, so I told the CIA I would be willing to help. In no time, they had me jetting from country to country, sitting in rooms with spies and world leaders, because no one would believe or figure out that a dog would be eavesdropping." He said, "I was one of the most valuable spies for 8 years. He said, "But the jetting around really tired me out. I knew I wasn't getting any younger, so I decided to settle down. I got married, had a lot of puppies, signed up for a job at the airport to do some undercover security." He said, I'm just amazed at all the things that I've done. And he said, and now I'm retired." Well, the man was amazed. He goes back to the front of the home, and he asks the owner what he wanted for the dog. He said, "This dog is amazing." The man said, $10. The man who wanted to buy the dog said, "You're $10? Why are you selling the dog so cheap?" The owner of the dog said, "Because he's a liar." I didn't finish. He's a liar, and he didn't do any of that stuff. All right, come on and stand with me. At least the baby's laughing. Do you have to train your children to lie?
No.
No. No. I'm amazed at some psychologists who'll say children don't lie. Those are the ones who don't have any children.
Yeah.
Children do lie. You know what you have to teach your children to do? You have to teach your children, thank you, not to lie. Look at Proverbs 22:6, and if you're awake and glad you're here, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, some amen. Of you can talk. That's good. Verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, what'll happen? That's what we're going to talk about in just a moment, rearing up a godless generation of young people. Whoa, what a great crowd here this morning. I've been here since 7 o'clock. Hello.
Amen.
I got here a little early. I'll save that for another sermon. All right, Bibles high up in the air. It's on the Jumbotron, or at least it should be. If you haven't memorized it by now, there it is. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do.
Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God.
I will never be the same.
Never.
I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, it's good to see this big crowd here today. My name is Randy Jackson. I'm the worship.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mommy and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. Before she knew what she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass, she saw both her lights flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm a letting go, so give me one more chance to save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. For the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life, and I know I got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hand, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm a letting go, so give me one more chance to save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, I'm letting go, so give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on, from this road. Take the wheel, oh, take it from me, oh.